This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. We'll get to this Minnesota State rep admitting she's an illegal. That'll be a good time. Yeah, I'm going to dog on James Lankford at one point in time this hour because it's what I do. We'll get to emails, talk about renaming Navy ships, and why I'm angry with Aub at right now. But before I get to that, I wanted to touch on it because you all emailed me about it last week. What happened with Trump? What happened with Elon Musk? What happened with what happened with all that? Chris, you might want to go ahead and get the prediction ready because I'll be calling for that in a moment. First, let's discuss this. There was always going to be a falling out between Trump and Elon. Always, 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 for a couple different reasons. Alpha males. I hate using that term because it's so overused today. It's an obnoxious term, to be honest with you. So I'll set aside the alpha male term. Leaders. Most people are not leaders. They're not naturally leaders. If you're not a natural leader, you don't have to feel bad about yourself. Most people aren't natural leaders. And if I may, leaders get all the pub. Leaders get the pretty girls. But it's okay if you're not a leader. Everyone isn't supposed to be a leader. God made everybody differently. You can only make a few leaders, otherwise you'd have too many leaders, okay? But leaders, alpha males, or whatever word you want to put on it, they are guys like Donald Trump, where they walk in the room, and it doesn't necessarily come with the title, by the way. The title always helps. But there are guys who, when they walk in the room, when you're at a party, you know, that big business party I was at in Florida, even though it was work, anyway, when you walk in the room, everyone's looking at you. Oh, hey, who's that? Oh, that guy. The guy who seems in command. You have either known a guy like that, maybe you are a guy like that. Natural leaders. When they fall into a situation, it could be a project at school, it could be something politically, whatever the situation may be, they always end up leading it in some way, being the big voice in the room. Those types of guys are wonderful. You need them. They help drive everything. You need them to make the world go, to innovate, to lead countries, to lead armies, to lead your school project. You need those guys. But like anything else in life, there are positives and negatives. The negatives to dudes who lead, natural leaders, they oftentimes, almost always, frankly, they don't work well with other leaders. It's how they're built. So Trump and Elon, there was always going to be a clash at some point in time. Elon Musk is the wealthiest man on the planet, in command of multiple companies. He is used to walking in a room and saying jump and everybody around him saying, how high? But on the other side is Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a billionaire. Donald Trump is not only a billionaire, he has been a mover and shaker and deal maker. I didn't mean for that to rhyme and for me to sound like Ric Flair, but that was awesome, if I may point out. But Donald Trump, as long as I've been alive, I've watched other wealthy, rich people on television refer to him as Mr. Trump. Donald Trump was always one of those guys. And don't email me and tell me you don't like him. I don't care. This isn't about like or not like. I don't care. Donald Trump is a natural leader. He is. On top of that, he's now the president of the United States of America. When Donald Trump walks in a room, everyone's looking at him. Love him, hate him, that's Donald Trump. And when you speak to him, you refer to him as Mr. President or Mr. Trump. He's a man used to commanding everything. Did you ever see that video? It was from his first presidency, from his first 4 years. And unless you're a total political nerd like I am, you won't know what I'm talking about, and it's not important enough for you to go look it up, but you're welcome to go look it up. Donald Trump was internationally, he went over, I forget, it was somewhere in Europe, and there was this group of European world leaders and Donald Trump at some event. And they're walking from one place to the other. It wasn't anything major. It was one of those places where let's move from this conference room to that conference room kind of a thing. They're walking from one place to the other. And they get to the gathering area where all the world leaders are going to gather next. It's a video that's widely available. I'm almost positive it was the leader of Luxembourg. I think it was Luxembourg, very, very tiny country. He didn't do anything wrong, but as they got to where they were walking, picture this whole herd of leaders, of European leaders, American leaders walking somewhere. As they got to where they were going, the head of Luxembourg happened to be ahead of Donald Trump. He got there beforehand, was standing in front of Donald Trump. Donald Trump physically reaches out with a hand, gives him, look, it's friendly. It's not like he hit him, but gives him the professional version of get in the locker, nerd, with his right hand, brushes another world leader to the side and steps in front so he can be in front, and then adjusts his suit jacket like, hey, the man is here. That guy working hand in hand, being work besties with the richest guy in the world, was always going to have an expiration date. And it doesn't mean everyone emailed me and was asking me, whose side are you on? Whose side are you on? I don't know that that's necessarily the way to look at this. I looked at this as inevitable. Inevitable. And another thing made this inevitable. And just so you don't think I'm Johnny come lately on this, I'm going to go ahead and brag about myself. This was me from November. Right. I think it was right after the election, wasn't it, Chris? It was right after November 18th. Okay, so right after the election. I'm not Johnny come lately to this. Right after the election, if you were listening to the Jesse Kelly Show, you would have heard this. They are going to be fought. Any effort to eliminate these agencies, eliminate these jobs, is going to be fought tooth and nail by the system. The communists have spent decades filling up this government with evil demons to try to ensure their agenda will essentially be written into law forever. They are going to have judges blocking things. This is going to block them. This lawsuit, that lawsuit. And my prediction is Elon Musk is not going to last that long. And this is not a rip on Elon at all. I'm so grateful. If he left tomorrow, I'd be grateful. I think he's going to get frustrated with the pace, frustrated with the slump, with the swamp, possibly even bored because things aren't moving the way he wants them to move. What do you mean this? I just fired these 200 people. Well, Elon, you have to understand the federal judge and the Fifth Circuit already stepped in to study. My prediction, one I very much hope I am wrong about, my prediction is we are not going to have Elon for that much longer. And if we don't, glad we had him while we had him. And it's not that I think he's going to leave and become our arch nemesis or something like that. That's not what I'm saying. I think a guy like that is going to frustrate very, very, very quickly with how quickly the system digs in and pushes back. Told you so. A guy like Elon Musk is used to working in the private sector, where things are done at the speed you want them done, because you're the boss and you said go. The federal government doesn't work that way. My frustrations with this gigantic bill, I get both sides, as I've told you before. I totally get Trump's side. I promise these things are in the bill, sign it into law, I need to get it done. Totally get Trump's side. I totally get the other side. This spends way too much money. If we don't cut spending now, what, are we ever going to cut it? We're always told to wait. Are we ever going to cut? I totally get both sides. I'm not talking about the nitty-gritty of the bill. A guy like Elon Musk starts this Doge thing and starts combing through the government and finds out the government is the largest criminal enterprise on the planet. And he immediately, him and his group of super nerds, identify all this corruption. And for Elon Musk, career private sector guy, it's an easy solution. Hey, here's a problem. Up, oh, I looked into it. I found the solution for the problem. Cut out the problem. Government doesn't work that way, especially a criminal government like ours. There was always going to be a clash. Elon was always going to get frustrated, and it was always going to end. Now, I will wrap this up by addressing how it ended, and then we're going to move on because this is old news anyway. We'll move on. I'll talk about why I'm mad at Aub. We'll do some emails. Let me first discuss Hillsdale College with you. No, I'm not trying to talk you into going to Hillsdale College. It's Hillsdale College. There's a line. Why is there a line at Hillsdale College? Well, Americans are tired of sending their kids off to a university and getting back some commie freak. They want their kids to get a wonderful classical education, but my kids can't get in. Can yours? Hillsdale knows that. Hillsdale doesn't want all that knowledge to just be for the kids who get in. It's for you and it's for me. I need Hillsdale's knowledge, don't you? They give it out for free. More than 40 online courses free. No gimmicks, no nothing. If you go to hillsdale.edu/Jesse, you can learn about the fall of the Roman Republic for free. Capitalism for free. Stories in the book of Genesis, free. No cost to you. That's what Hillsdale does for us. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And yes, of course, we want your love, your hate, your death threats. Let's finish up this Elon Trump stuff because I still need to get to emails. I need to get to James Lankford. I need to get to other things. The Trump-Elon fallout, it was insanely embarrassing. It's not just that it was sad because we had our little two-person triumvirate, which I guess didn't make it a triumvirate, but we had our little two-person coalition, a couple powerful guys taking on the left, and we enjoyed it. Hey, we got Trump, we got the president, we got the richest man in the world. They've joined forces. Woohoo! We're going to do a lot of good. And then we watched this very public spectacle play out on social media as they started throwing poop at each other. And I can't believe I'm going to say this, but really, most of the ugly stuff was thrown by Elon, not Trump. That's very, very rare. Trump's happy to do these things. But Trump, honestly, Trump really handled this pretty straight up, to be honest, for the most part. Trump, wish him well. I'm not worried about it. But Elon Musk is throwing things out there like Trump was on Epstein Island and really, really, really rough stuff. Stuff that he's deleted since then. This is not about Trump and Elon. This is something you and I have talked about many times before. You can argue with your friends. You can argue with your husband, with your wife. You can argue with coworkers. You can argue with political allies. All these things are not only acceptable, frankly, in some situations, they're healthy. You know what's healthy to argue with your spouse now and then? Work it out. Get your, I don't mean throw things at each other. Work it out. You have differences? Have a good argument about it. Work it out. You know what's healthy to argue with business partners, people like that? I don't want to use FedEx. I'm going to use UPS. No, you're stupid. Fight. Argue. Get it out. It's healthy to argue with your friends. Privately. Privately. I know it's the social media era. And because it's the social media era, you know, adults and older people, they love to put this all on kids. Kids these days and younger people. But it's not just them. Everyone, young and old, men and women, powerful, powerless. People believe they have to put every single thing they say or every single thing they think, every single thing they do, they believe it has to be displayed publicly on social media. I know you've seen it. Maybe in a poor moment of judgment, maybe you even participated in it. Maybe you got on Facebook and blasted your ex-wife. Maybe you got on Twitter and crucified your best friend, your former employer, your aunt. Everything doesn't have to be public. You didn't even know I was in New Orleans for a couple days last week, did you? Why? Because I don't put everything I do out there for public consumption. I don't have to. Neither do you. Some things can be private. Arguments with friends, family members, spouses, even exes, should be private. When you do it publicly, oh, I know you got your blood up and you're mad. And I can't believe he cheated on me. And you want to put that out there publicly. You put things out there publicly. You have made an enemy forever. You can argue with your friend, scream at each other, shoot, especially dudes, probably not as much women, but dudes, you can flat out fight in your younger years. I've done it, participated in it. Wake up next day. Hey, man, should we go get some eggs? Yeah. What were we thinking? That was dumb. Yeah, it was dumb. Privately, you do it publicly. You make it a spectator sport. Those wounds never heal. I've told you, I've had friends. It's happened to me, actually, since I've done this job. Friends, people that I've dined with, people whose homes I've been in, disagreed with something I said on the radio show or something online, and they'll blast me publicly in front of everybody. I will immediately block your account, block your phone number, and we will never speak again, ever. And you could have texted me that you hate my guts and think I'm an idiot, and I would have been totally fine with it. We might have argued, would have been totally fine with it. You do that to me publicly, we're done forever, for life. That's how people operate. Elon Musk, I know he regrets it because he deleted it all. Even the richest, most powerful men in the world make this mistake. Elon Musk decided to put it out there publicly. Who knows if it's true or not? That Donald Trump's on the Epstein Island list, essentially calling Donald Trump, not just calling him a pedophile, calling him a pedophile in front of everyone. The whole world, people in Japan woke up. People in Japan woke up and they read what Elon Musk said about Donald Trump. Can't heal that. Can't walk it back. Can't take it back. Don't do that publicly, please. This is not for them, whatever. They should have known better, both of them. Shame on both of them. It's for you. It's for me. Believe me when I tell you, keep your disagreements private. Unless you're 100% sure you're never going to talk or work with that person ever again. Because if you blast them publicly, you're not. Just some advice from Daddy Jesse. Do with that what you will. Let's move on. Let's make fun of James Langford. Do some more emails. Let's talk about chalk. Feeling like a different human being. We accept things as we get older. some things we should accept and some things we shouldn't. One thing people accept when they get older is the lack of energy or running out of gas. Oh, man, I'm bushed. I'm not 25 anymore. Ever said something like that? Ever think something like that? It's not that you're old. It's that your T levels have dropped. And that's not your fault. I'm not calling you effeminate. I'm not calling you James Langford. You drink estrogen. Estrogen is in the water. It's part of how it's treated, or I should say not treated. It's in the water. We shower in it. We drink it. The United States of America has lost half its testosterone in 50 years. Use natural herbal supplements from Chalk to turn it around. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday, and I'll get to Langford here in just a moment. Just briefly, don't worry, I'm not going to go off on Langford forever again, but I have to say, I'm upset with Ob. You see, Ob, the wife, she got a blessing. A blessing that fell right in her lap, a blessing she was mad about, and a blessing I will never get again. She got the blessing of jury duty. I, as longtime listeners of the show will know, love jury duty. Love jury duty. I adore it. I think it's, one, a civic duty. I know I sound old-fashioned, but I really do believe that. Good people need to sit on juries. We can't just have the losers and scumbags on the juries. It's a civic duty. It's unbelievably interesting finding out more about our criminal justice system. Just every part of it I find fantastic. I not only sat on a jury at one point in time, I was nominated as the jury foreman. No big deal, even though I was the youngest one on the jury. And it was like a 5 or 6 day drug case with undercover video and stuff. What, Chris? What? Chris said most of them aren't that cool. I'm sorry the criminals didn't do cool enough crimes for you to enjoy. Chris, sorry you had to bore yourself with things like the law. What? His grass was too long? That's the one you had to deal with? Well, I hope you brought the hammer down. There's no excuse for that. Anyway, Ob gets a summons to a jury today. She goes. And I tell her beforehand, I said, baby, just tell them you're my wife. They're never going to pick you. This happened last time I got picked. Now that I have this job, I'm never going to get picked for a jury. They're just never going to let me do it. I said, just tell them you're my wife. They're going to kick you out. Well, they never asked her the question. Who are you married to? What are their views? And that wouldn't be a question they would ask. She makes it through and gets selected. Boom. She gets selected. Okay. She's texting me this. This is not long before the show. It's an hour or two before the show. Me, Chris, Corey, we're chilling here eating cheesesteaks, and all this is happening. This is breaking news, if you will. Breaking news. Anyway, so I text her, is it a murder case? And she says, I'm not telling you. And I said, well, what do you mean you're not telling me? What kind of a case is it? She texts me back. Gosh, this is so nerdy. I don't even want to say it in front of everybody. That she's not allowed. I said, what do you mean you're not allowed? She said, they swore us to secrecy. I said, I don't care. Who cares? Tell me. I need to know. I'm dying over here. Is it a drug case? Are we dealing with the cartels? What's happening? Are we going to get a mob payoff or something? What is it? She says, this unbelievable nerd, I don't want to get busted for jury misconduct. Oh my gosh. What, Chris? What? You know what? You're right, Chris. She probably got something lame and doesn't want to tell me. And I don't know if I'll ever know, because she ended up texting me that they dismissed her really late. I mean, she was probably an alternate, one too many alternates or something like that. And I bet you I'll go home and she still won't tell me. These rule followers, I'll never understand these people. Gosh. Anyway, speaking of people that drive me nuts, do you remember? This is just going to be brief. I'm not going to go off on that ginger again. Do you remember last year? You see, Joe Biden had spent 4 years bringing in as many barbarians as possible, and now you get to watch Mexican flags waving in front of burning cop cars in LA. Remember, Democrats did that to you on purpose. The Democrat Party believes in that. And do you remember last year? Weirdest thing. A Republican from a red state, Oklahoma, James Lankford is his name. He tried to pass a massive amnesty bill with Democrats. Everyone knew what they were doing. We looked into the fine print of the bill, and it was a bill that had amnesty. It was a bill that guaranteed that the invasion would continue. Remember, I forget what the number was, but it was something like, well, border enforcement will definitely start after 5,000 or 10,000 a day. It was bonkers. It was an open borders bill. And James Lankford was all over television pushing for that bill after Democrats spent 4 years bringing the barbarians in. Now, James Lankford is on the news. This is from Meet the Press on Sunday, saying things like this.
Yeah, I think what President Trump's trying to do is pretty clear. He's trying to de-escalate all the tensions that are there. We're watching, as Americans, scenes of burning cars and intersections and people waving American flags at local law enforcement, concrete blocks being thrown at federal law enforcement. We watched this kind of scene 5-6 years ago when there was a takeover.
James Lankford, after watching the country fill up with foreigners, tried to bring in even more of them last year. Not ancient history, last year. And on Sunday, yesterday, James Lankford went to the news and complained that the animals were acting like animals. This is how it works in the United States Senate. This is how it works when the GOP primary voter is lazy and stupid and uninformed. These senators, because James Lankford isn't up for re-election until 2028, these senators will screw us over and screw us over and help the communists and help the communists and help the communists and then help the communists some more. And then when the election year gets a little closer, they run to the television set and they talk like America First border hawk patriots. And the GOP primary voter in Texas, in Oklahoma, in South Carolina, North Carolina, the Dakotas, Wyoming, you name the red state, the GOP primary voter sits there and laps it up like a dog on a hot summer day that just got back from a walk and gets to his water bowl. The GOP primary voter, James Lankford, look how hard he is on a border, Herb. Let's run down there and vote for him in the primary again. He's America First, just like Donald Trump. Drives me up the wall. Cannot stand it. We have got to be better and we've got to be smarter. What a disgrace. that these people get away with this stuff. Gosh, it steams me. Jesse, you may have read this one. He's talking about Medal of Honor. I have missed a few episodes, but what about Teddy Roosevelt Jr., who at 56 stormed Utah Beach with a cane and a pistol as a brigadier general? His son, look, Teddy Roosevelt Sr. and his sons came from a different era in a much better era. It was an era, what was most of human history, if you were a king, a president, a senator, a congressman, or a general, and you advocated for war somewhere, you yourself or somebody close to you, mostly your children, would be at a risk of dying in that war. That is how leadership is supposed to operate. That's how it should operate here. Today, we have all these guys from Lindsey Graham. Can't believe why he doesn't have kids. Mitt Romney or the rest of them. They want to invade everywhere. Everything is war. This is war. They love to talk tough about war. And yet none of Mitt Romney's 85 kids have ever found the military recruiting office. Makes me want to vomit. Teddy Roosevelt, I loved a lot of things about him, hated a lot of things about him. But you can say this, the man may have loved war, but he didn't want to sit it out, and he didn't believe in his children sitting it out either. He gave some up for this country. Teddy Roosevelt himself almost died for this country in the wars he advocated for. He was man enough to grab his weapon himself and go fight. That's a better way to live. All right, let's talk about renaming ships, couple more emails, maybe even some garlic bread. This Minnesota state rep who admitted to being an illegal? What the? But let's not forget that there is still a trade war coming. It is coming. It's coming with China. You know it is. We've talked about it extensively. And other countries around the world know it's coming because they're all grabbing up as much gold and silver as they can. The only guarantee with all this uncertainty, with this trade war and this currency and that, the only thing that's ever been a guarantee or ever will be a guarantee is precious metals. Things you can touch and feel. We always talk about this. Things you can touch and feel. Land, real estate, precious metals. Precious metals. Get it as part of your retirement. Let Gold Co. do it. Because they're the ones that I trust, to be honest with you. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau for a reason. You might qualify for thousands in free bonus silver. Find out, 855-817-GOLD, or go to jesselikesgold.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, if you're curious why all these different Democrats are defending the rioters.
An administration that's targeting peaceful protests, people that are there to protest. The president.
Why do they do that? Why do they do this stuff?
We are here to say free the immigrants that have been arrested.
Why do they do that? Why do they do this?
We have people who are immigrants here who are trying to seek a better living. We've come from places where they have experienced this kind of thing.
Let me explain. If you are a Democrat, an elected Democrat today, whether it's city council or United States Senator or anything else in between, if you are an elected Democrat politician, one of two things are true. Either A, you came up through the street communist system. That would be people like, well, perfect example, LA Mayor Karen Bass. She's the mayor of Los Angeles. That's the mayor of America's second biggest city. Did you know that Karen Bass flew to Cuba in her younger years multiple times to receive communist training? Did you know that? When I say she's a trained communist, I mean that in every sense of the word. She is a trained communist. Now, mayor of Los Angeles. So if you're an elected Democrat in this country, you are either A, someone who came up through the street communist, the street animal system, or B, you are somebody who came from privilege but knows you have to pretend to be a street communist. That would be Jasmine Crockett. Jasmine Crockett is a rich private school kid. She's a rich private school kid. Now she's on the news all the time. Let me tell you something, girl. Dealing with trying to do the hood rat thing. She's a rich private school kid. So you either A, are a street animal, or B, have to pretend to be one. That's what it takes to be an elected Democrat today. Period. End of story. That's why they have to speak like this, Hakeem Jeffries.
We are going
to
fight it legislatively. We are going to fight it in the courts. And we're going to fight it in the streets.
Fight it in the streets. Remember Jaya Powell when she said this?
We might call this getting strike ready. I think of it as getting us strike ready or street ready. And part of that is understanding our own strength. And as we develop that strength, being able to assess our risk tolerance, because we know that risk tolerance increases as the severity of the situation increases.
Democrats defend communist street animals because they're adjacent to them. They understand who their campaign workers are. They understand the benefit of having someone who can create fear. They understand there's benefit in that when it comes to politics. And that's why they will bend over backwards to allow the riots to continue, to blame the riots on Trump, to put the shiniest possible face on the riots, because they are either former street communists themselves or they're adjacent to them. And such is the modern Democrat Party. And if you vote Democrat, that's what you support. You support the destruction of your city. You support the destruction of your country. I know that may hurt to hear. I've always voted Democrat. I understand that. It's the year 2025. If you still vote Democrat, you vote against your country all the time. All the time. Dear Dr. J, I've heard you speak of your love of the greatest side dish ever, garlic bread. But have you ever used garlic bread as the crust for a mini pepperoni or chorizo pizza? You would never eat Little Caesars again. Please, or P.S., I tried to watch the show, but your gigantic hands kept blocking the camera. Says her name is Mrs. Casey. Sorry about my hands. They're just so enormous that sometimes they can be... It's almost cumbersome, honestly. Don't shake your head, Chris. Yes, I'm a garlic bread connoisseur. Yes, I like garlic on the crust of a pizza. But you know what peak garlic bread is? There are two things that are peak garlic bread. Most people never use either. First one, garlic bread for a meatball sub. Forget about the normal bun. Make garlic bread, use that as a bun. Yes. The second one, no one knows about this. I really pretty much invented it, and now I tell everybody about it. With your buffalo wings, you have your ranch or your blue cheese. You have all that wing sauce. You know the best thing in the world to sop up that delicious, red, tangy, spicy mixture? Garlic bread. Trust me, forget the stupid celery and carrots. You don't need vegetables anyway. Order garlic bread with your chicken wings next time, and you will thank me for it. You're welcome.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Hegseth orders the Navy to strip the name of gay rights icon Harvey Milk from the ship. It's weird how many gay rights icons are pedophiles. World Health Organization maintains... Oh, speaking of which, World Health Organization maintains monkeypox alert amid the West Africa surge. Somebody tell Lindsey Graham. Democrat civil war explodes. DNC chair threatens to quit over David Hogg. There's just not much in life that gives me the sheer unbridled, pure joy of watching any organization bring in committed communists and then be consumed by them from the inside out. Gosh, I love it so much. California AG announces lawsuit against Trump over National Guard deployment. Oh, really? Reminds me of that smart guy on the radio who predicted back in November the judges and the lawsuits would come. Pentagon secretly planted Area 51 UFO conspiracy theory to hide classified weapons program. That just sucks. That just completely sucks. We all want it to be true. We now know it's not. I'll see you tomorrow. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.